This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Not much time left for the short session of the Oregon State Legislature. We're going to check in and see what's going on through the thoughts of State Representative Alex Garlatos representing the 4th District. Alex, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so first of all, constitutionally, this has got to be wrapped up by Sunday, but heard talk yesterday that a lot of people think it's going to be maybe done tomorrow. What are your thoughts?
I was hoping it'd be done tomorrow, too. It's not currently looking like that. Maybe Saturday, if we're lucky. There's still time to get it done Friday, but we're still in negotiations on a few things, so at this point in time, I'd say it's a 50-50 shot whether it gets done Friday or Saturday.
So are there some additional things that have been brought to the table or bills people are still trying to get through, or what's changed?
Well, right now, the thing we're negotiating on is campaign finance reform. There was a ballot measure brought, I think, 2 years ago that put in things like contribution limits and a lot of other kind of weird esoteric rules. I mean, I agree with campaign finance reform, but some of the stuff that they wanted is not really able for us to implement under the current system. Our OreStar website that tracks donations needs an overhaul. There's a lot of other little things that go into it, and so we're trying to negotiate what that looks like. And at least right now, we had a plan, and then the Democrats changed it last minute. And so now we're trying to renegotiate that plan and see what works out. And then, of course, you know, previously we had 1599 to move the referendum date, and then 1507, which was the federal tax disconnect, which both, I think, were very bad for Oregonians.
Yeah, talk about the gas tax referendum, folks. First, so much has gone on with this one. And in a time frame, I mean, we're talking about a very short amount of time before primary ballots start going out, the ones that have to go out to service folks that are overseas, et cetera. So, and now a lawsuit has been filed trying to get this stopped. Where do you think this is all going to go?
Man, your guess is as good as mine. But the problem, of course, is that 250,000 Oregonians signed a referendum saying that they wanted this vote to take place in November, the referral for the gas tax. They wanted to vote on if we should increase the gas tax. And they got the signatures. They did all the work. They did everything you're supposed to do with a referral. And then the Democrats, who, of course, don't want their name to be on the ballot right next to the referral for the gas tax that they voted for, they decided, hey, even though the referendum says November, we're going to try to change it to the May primary election, which, number one, is much lower turnout, and number two, it doesn't hurt them in a general election against, you know, anyone else who might be running against them. And so we, of course, think that that's them dodging responsibility. And at the end of the day, even though not intentionally, it's going to be disenfranchising voters, because not nearly as many people show up for a midterm primary as they would for a general election. So just kind of by default, you're going to get lower turnout. And I don't think that was the intent. That wasn't what people wanted when they signed the petition. And what's the point of a referendum and a petition if you can go out and sign, collect all these signatures, have hordes of people on your side, and then the state legislature, us, can then change the date after the fact? Like, that's not democracy.
So if this stays as it is now and it does end up on the primary ballot, do you still think it'll be defeated?
Oh, I think it'll be defeated regardless. And frankly, that's why they don't want it on the ballot next to their name, because they know that this thing is so unpopular. I mean, it's going to go down no matter when the election is. They could create a special election for it, and it would absolutely go down as well. And I mean, you know, talking about all the changes they're trying to make to campaign finance reform, talking about the federal disconnect that we just did, I think, which is Bill 1507, that increases taxes on Oregonians by disconnecting from the federal tax cuts that Trump signed in the One Big Beautiful Bill. They're just doing so many things that are unpopular, and I understand why they wouldn't want it to be on the ballot next to them, because you can only do so many unpopular things before the people start to notice.
the idea of the short session, when it began years ago, was to be an opportunity to go in for 35 days, do budget fixes, maybe tweak bills where it had been determined some language needed to be adjusted, things like that. And from both sides of the aisle, it wasn't really set up to be a regular session, but yet that's kind of what it's turned into. Is that your perspective as well?
Yeah, 1,000% correct. I mean, this was a fairly recent development in our political history. This was kind of created in response to all the cuts that we needed to make after the 2008 financial crisis. And, you know, they needed to keep cutting services and cutting services because the market got even worse and even fewer tax dollars were collected. And so there was a need for it. But nowadays, when you're not in that kind of a climate, they see that, oh, we don't need to cut that much from the budget. Now we have all this free time to continue making lives worse for our Oregonians and passing more bad legislation.
So do you think coming out of this short session, are there things that you are happy about or glad that they passed?
Well, technically, none of the things have passed yet because all of the big budget bills show up on the last day of session. We're working on some capital construction requests, which is where we bring money back for the district to help out our towns and cities and counties build infrastructure. We're hoping to get a lot done there, but I don't want to jinx it yet. We're also hoping to maybe bring some money back for counties. And I don't even want to go into detail because it's still a very, very much a maybe. But we are working on a lot of things, but unfortunately, these are usually tied into the big budgets that we pass on the last day. So a lot of good things coming, and maybe right after session, we'll do this again.
Well, so it really sounds like, I mean, this is like right now is like major crunch time for this whole process is really now until Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we still have to figure out campaign finance reform, which, again, the bill is not, I mean, they're restructuring the whole thing right now. And normally by now it's passed out of both houses and is waiting on a governor's signature. I mean, there's almost no time to get this done. I'm not even convinced that they will get this done. And we still, of course, need to actually go through and pass all of our big budgets, which we haven't even passed yet either. So it's absolutely crunch time. We're running out of time. And fortunately, Republicans don't control the calendar. But yeah, we're absolutely running out of time, and we're just going to try to get everything done as possible. We might have to be here till Sunday, but that's the job.
All right. We'll check in again with folks after we get through the session. State Representative Alex Carlatos, thanks for being on this morning.
Anytime. Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.